I am Tara, and you are listening to You Should Write a Book, the podcast. If this really was a book, the chapter would be called The Stroke, and this episode would be called Buck Aphasia. Tune me, won't you? On Wednesday in November 8th, I woke up in the morning just normal, and I got up from bed, and then I went to and brushed my teeth, and I went to wash my face. I let the dog out and made a pot of coffee, normal. And then I had a cup of coffee and went to the living room, and I turned the news, and I could only heard noises, no words, and I thought that's not as good. And I said something to Stella, my dog, and it was just all nothing words. And I was just scared, and I talked to Wesley, and who know I was writing that something was wrong, bad. And so he called 911, and I also called 911. The only reason, then I could remember just the numbers from my address. I could use just with the alphabet for the street name. They have both me and Wesley on the same call. Wesley was only like 6 or 7 minutes from my house, and my ambulance was there already at the same time. It was very fast. They went to the ambulance. All I kept saying was, my boy. I just needed my boy. And that I had contrast dye allergy. They got it to the emergency, and then they got to angioplasty. I think that was like within 30 minutes of just the ambulance. So it's very fast. They give the angioplasty, and they gave me lots of Benadryl because I had to use this dye. And all of this, I had no pain at all in my body. I didn't have any strength living. I was okay. And the only time during the angioplasty that in my brain on my left felt like it was depressed. It was a bit. And then and I had some like lightning strikes, and it's very painful. I would like it maybe 6-7 times, and then it was okay. No paining. Then I had been all day at the emergency with Wesley and Sophia. I couldn't remember Sophia's name. I had Wesley, Tyler, and Drew are the people names I could say. And I kept thinking that I could say sense things, and I couldn't make the words work. And then I was in neuro floor for a little bit, and that was okay. And it gets a little better. They had a music therapist who just kind of came into my room, and that was a good. I can't remember any songs, nothing. They were nothing. I was very scared. And then I went to the stroke unit for in Foothills, and that was okay. It was very tiring. Any conversation, it's very tiring to trying to find all of the words. I'd have a couple things that I do all wrong. I have words like am or my, or I forget he or her. I say them wrong. There's some words I can't get. I couldn't get vowels sound out, so I couldn't. Consonants okay, and then there. But I could send big words like physical deficits. Like that was okay, but. It was the little words I couldn't just do in the wrong order. So I'm getting better. So a week after, then I went to rehabilitation of Unit 48 in Foothills. I saw on Friday, I saw two nurses. A doctor, a social worker, both before 9, and then a speech therapy, OT, physical therapy, then another speech therapy, and then another recreation therapy, and it's very tiring. Using all of the words of telling people with this my stories, it was very, very hard. And then they gave me a day passes on for the weekend because I have no therapy, and because I have no physical deficits, I was okay. So Wesley took me to the house to get some like clothes and stuff. And toiletries that I need, and then we went a lovely Stella on the dog park, and then I watched TV in the Wesley couch and had a nice lunch with Sophia, and then I just like napped on their couch. And Wesley was watching the hockey game in the basement, and I was like, oh, that's just like normal times when he was a teenager and watching hockey in the basement in his normal. Anyway, I was very just tired. It's hard for speech. They're trying to get some things that are flowing, and you know, all of this is weird that I have to do the one of the things that I remembered is that in the Eucharistic prayer I still know the simple tone for bringing communion. So let me see. I'm going to try this a little bit. It is indeed right that we should praise you, gracious God, for you created all things. You formed us in your own image, male and female. You created us when we turned up from you in sin. You did not cease to care for us, but open a path of salvation for all people. Really, this is the whole time that I'm going to be able to speaking? That's crazy. Anyway, it's hard to write. I could like just a sentence. It's hard. Like maybe one sentence, two sentence, maybe three, and then I get confused and lose all of the words sometime, and that's fun. I just wanted to let people know what is happening a little bit for me. My speech therapy person said that maybe it would be for my podcast that it would just watch the not getting better, the rehabilitation, but the experience that it is happening for emotionally and those things through coming through that, something like that for me. So 54 years old and stroke. I'm very grateful that the stroke was just from aphasia, and I didn't know the body is okay. That's very good, and I'm very grateful for that. And I know it's very frustrating, I think, to listen for me, and because my whole world is water, or words, just words, for speak words, sing from the podcast and the YouTube videos, and then I was writing a book. I have almost 60,000 words, almost, and then I have some the ideas, but I can't write anymore this sentence, and I want to be able to do some writing again, because it's words are the most important thing for me. Okay, and then now I'll do it again more for you another time. I'm very grateful for all of you. Thank you so much. I will take you take care of yourselves as we until we see each other again. Okay, bye. Okay, I'm just doing a little thing, is that I thought it'd be funny. I had to write out the introduction that I've been using for the podcast. Always I've been doing. It had like eight or three times wrote it, and then two times recording it. So I thought I'll do the first recording one of it, because, you know, I'm a gymber shoot. Oh. Hello, I am Tara, and you are listening to your Should Write a Book, the podcast. If it was really a book, the chapter would be called The Stroke. And this episode would be called Fuck Aphasia. Junie, will you? Okay, bye.